Blog Talk Radio.
Is a tie good in soccer? Because I could have sworn, L Boogie, we were 35 seconds from being in the knockout round.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
DJ.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the rainin'. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better. And I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it. Put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me. No response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is a charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you fly. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yo, I see my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes at niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets,
it's the streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Oh man, we coming to you live, June 23rd, 2014. Man, it's Maniac Monday up in this piece, man. We got a couple more days before the NBA draft. We got some NBA rumors going around, you know what I mean? And we got to talk about the World Cup and how some teams on the verge of winning, getting a chokehold on their division early in baseball, couldn't get it done over the weekend. But before we get into that, let me get to my co-host, super producer of the show, with the deal, T-Ro.
Hey, what's going on out there, L Boogie? Man, it's Maniac Monday, man. Oh, L Boogie, I was on the edge of my seat yesterday, man, trying to watch the World Cup, trying to watch the USA do their thing, man. We came up short. I can't believe it. But big shout out to you, LCG, man, out there in LA, out on the side of the bed, holding it down, talking to him early part of this week, man. You know, he still be doing his thing, man. That boy love LA. We're going to have to get him off that coastline, get him back in between these mountains. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. But, man, what's going on, bro? I've been hearing some things that's going on in the league. First of all, let me ask you this. First topic on the marquee, Tyronn Lue. He's been hired as the assistant head coach of the Cleveland Cavs. Was that a smart move, or do you think, why would, you know, I've been hearing on in Cleveland, why would you hire Tyronn Lue? He was trying to get the head coaching job. Ain't he the enemy? I don't know about that, but what's your perspective on the role? Tyronn Lue, assistant head coach now of the Cleveland Cavaliers. What you think about that hiring?
It's a good one because you hired at least two of the guys that you interviewed for the position. So one of them was going to be the assistant either way that it went. So at the same time, it's cool. You got who you wanted. It's just that one guy's going to be there to, you know, really show you the NBA way, and the other one's there to be the one to take the fall. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. What I do like about this, Tyronn Lue going to be one of the highest paid assistants out there. I don't know how that happens, but I do understand that he's been up on the dock. And if you've been up on the dock, you know what type of coach Doc has been since he's been in the league. He's won a world title with the Boston Celtics, did it early, and he's a guy that makes teams change. You know, the L.A. Clippers didn't look so good and didn't really look like they had a defensive identity. Now with Doc over there, they have a little light shining over there. Give Doc a couple more years over there, and, you know, things will start working Doc's way. And so with Tyronn Lue being an assistant up under Doc for the last 5 years, going from Boston to L.A., you know, it's a cool move. He's going to be getting about $1 million per, you know, a year for taking that job. So, I mean, if Black mess up, Lue going to step in. So, I mean, you got what you wanted. Either way, you can't be bad, Cleveland. You didn't get who you really wanted. But, hell, you got who you want. He on the bench. He going to be there to call some shots when things ain't going right, because we all know that head coaches depend on assistant head coaches. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be real cool to see how it plays out. Big up to Tyronn Lue for getting that assistant coach position, even though the streets know that he should have got the head position job. But we ain't going to go there with that. We know what. We've been going through that all season. So, you know, big up to Tyronn Lue. Make your brand, homie. Make Cleveland better. What the Kyrie?
Man, just like his name. Black. I tell you, it's a lot going on. And, bro, let me ask you this. Jabari Parker, Friday, it has been reported came into camp in the Cleveland Cavaliers camp for the workout, a little overweight. They said he gutted it through. They said he missed a lot of shots. And then the last report, they said he was tanking it so he can be picked by the Milwaukee Bucks because it's closer to Chicago. How true is that, bro? Are you in believing in this or no? What do you think about that?
I mean, you know, sometimes you can go into a workout and not have a good workout, even if you are one of the best out there. You know, sometimes the ball don't fall the way you want it to fall. Now, if he was out there tanking, you know, I wasn't there personally to see it. I'm just going off of what the little snitch is telling me. You know, so I don't know how, you know, he was going about doing his little regimen. They didn't show that on TV just yet. You know, you got to go find out through the scoop and all that. But I tell you this, L Boogie, if the young fella went out there to tank it, so that, you know, Cleveland don't pick him up, it just shows you automatically right from the jump that this guy might not be the guy that you need or the guy that you want. If he's not going to show the work ethic to come in and show you that he's the best player in this year draft, no matter who's number one, no matter who's number two, young fella, you're going to be making a lot of money. You're going to be traveling. It don't matter where you're going to be at. Last time I checked, the Cleveland Cavaliers had a better record than the Milwaukee Bucks. So, I'm just saying. If you want to go to Milwaukee, do like the rest of these bums been doing, trying to go home and play closer to home. You see what us got in those players. So I say this to L Boogie. If he went out there to tank it, I wouldn't want him anyway. Don't show me good work ethic. But if you're going to go out there and want to go be closer to home, go ahead. Sometimes home cooking don't be so good. I can't remember the last guy who went home and been doing something good. Because Carmelo didn't do it. Stephon Marbury didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? Look at your boy. Look at your boy. LeBron, he left Cleveland. I mean, come on, man. And look at your boy Derrick Rose at home. But what is he doing? He kicking it. But he ain't balling. He kicking it. Got that big endorsement deal. You know. So I'm just saying. Boogie, sometimes trying to go home don't do so good, man. So if he's trying to take the go to Milwaukee, take your flimsy ass to Milwaukee and see how bad y'all do. Because you're going to be the only good player on that team.
Yeah, that's true. I don't like it. If I was a GM or something like that, it's like if the wind blows and the stars are lined up, that's the only way he's going to be able to play. It's just, I don't know, because people were saying the same thing about John Elway. Remember, he didn't want to play with the Indianapolis Colts. It wasn't because of, you know, him wanting to get back to, you know, California where he's from. Eli Manning. What happened to Eli? He didn't go to, you know, the Chargers. So they still took a chance on him, you know, as far as making the trade. Is this a smokescreen? Is this trade information? Because just think, if this gets out, the Cavs might say, hey, we're willing to trade the pick because we're going to pick Jabari Parker. You know what I mean? And they, people might just jump out the tree and, you know, give them two or three picks just for that number one pick. You never know, bro. It's a lot going on. So, I don't know, man. I wouldn't think he was doing it to tank the season. I mean, excuse me, to tank it, to get picked by the Bucks. I just think he's a little Carmelo-ish, you know, coming to the workout, a little baby fat, nothing that can't be worked off through training camp and through workouts. I would still pick him if I'm the Cavs. What about you, Ro?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, if you see that as an organization, as a scout, then, I mean, there's a ton of guys out there that can go number one other than Jabari Parker. Like you say, you can get him in a trade. You can make some other things happen with that number one pick. Because right now, Cleveland, you got the power in your hands. Yes, all you got the power. You got the number one pick for the second year in a row. You can trade it, or you can go out and get another Anthony Bennett, which we know that the talent as far as the top 10 is way better than Anthony Bennett this year. But I'm just saying, as far as getting another Anthony Bennett, making a mistake. So just if you're Cleveland, try not to make a mistake this time. If you saw your number one pick go out there trying to tank, you can take him if you want to, thinking that, you know, yeah, he might have had a bad camp or a bad tryout, or you can do other. And there's a lot of things with that other. I know people are screaming and hollering trying to get that number one pick, and, you know, it is what it is. But Jabari, come on, man. You're going to be making a lot of money. You're going to be able to travel. You're going to be able to go you're going to be able to Johnny Money anywhere you want to go, whenever you want to do it. So, you know, I don't know, El Boogie. It is what it is, man. Like I say, that's something they haven't showed yet. It hasn't gotten out. And when it does, it's going to be big news, and I'm pretty sure the league going to take notice. But, you know, Joel Embiid, your boy Isaiah Austin from Baylor, you know, he's another guy that, you know, had an NBA dream, but Unlike these guys, he can't even participate in pursuing into the NBA because this dude has been blessed with some type of syndrome, El Boogie. It's kind of sad, man. And he got the Marfan syndrome, man. And it's something that in the arteries of the heart, man, if he be worked out too hard or something, man, his heart could actually explode. So, you know, big up to Isaiah Austin for, you know, making it up this far. I know the dreams have been shattered for him and his family. You know, 7 footer being a late first round pick, but can't even do it, man, because of a regular, you know, regular checkup getting into the league. Now he can't even play, man. So there are some guys that, you know, can't do it because of physical elements, but then there are guys who just gonna fall off the map, El Boogie. Could he be a bust, El Boogie? Is Jabari Parker a lot of hype? Could he be a bust?
Yes. All of them can be a bust, bro. That's the chances you take when you're in the streets and you're trying to get you a franchise player. You don't know what you're going to get. I was just hearing in the streets, he's just a little bit more better than Michael Kidd Gilchrist. And I had to pause for a second because I thought he was a little bit better than Gilchrist, but one of my, you know, people in the street said he's not, he's just a little bit better than the kid. So it's going to be a lot going on. You know, you got your boy Mr. Early. Now I'm hearing rumors about Philadelphia putting, you know, Michael Carter Williams on a trade block, hoping that they can, you know, get somebody and fill the shoes that he just left, and your boy Dante Exum. What do you think about that kid? Will he be a surprise in the draft, a Damian Lillard, a kid like that you're not really, you know, hip to, but when you get through the season, you're going to understand and get hip to him and understand who he is?
I really don't know. I'm like everybody else out there waiting to see this name that's been hitting everybody's airwaves, Dante Exum. Straight out of, you know, Australia, doing his thing. Young, talented kid could come in and cause noise in the NBA. Sounds like he got a bright future, El Boogie. But I'm waiting to see exactly what this guy is all about. I love to hear everything the scouts and other organizations are saying about this young, talented kid. And I can't wait because he's one of the guys that I wasn't able to really see this season, being that he's, you know, international or foreign. So when he comes over, I've seen this, that he's on everybody's list to be picked. He's the only person on every organization in the first round to be picked. Now, we know that everybody not going to be able to get their hands on him. It's going to be exciting to see which team is able to land him. So with Dante Exum, big ups to your brother. Don't know who you are, but I hope that you are everything that everybody is saying that you are, because you're going to make this draft even more exciting to see exactly where you go. Could he go top three? Can he go top two? Hell, can he go number one after seeing what Jabari Parker did? I don't know. You know, he's a point guard, a true point guard, and we'll see, El Boogie. Right now, I can't say what's going to happen before Thursday or on Thursday. This is one of those drafts like the NFL draft this season. Kind of quiet. Don't really know what's going on. Got the free agents opting out, or these guys, you know, who can opt out, opting out and doing other things, such as your boy Carmelo and with the New York Knicks. I feel Jackson just going to let Carmelo opt out. Is that good for the New York Knicks? Is he staying or is he leaving, El Boogie? Let me know. I know you got the inside.
It looks like he's going to be leaving, bro. Unless Phil Jackson pulls off something amazing, I don't see Melo staying. Now, if it's about the money, he's staying. But if he want to win some championships, he's going. Everybody's talking about, oh, he needs to go to Chicago. For what? Some more hustlers. He needs help. Even when Derrick Rose come back, who knows if he's going to be healthy enough to help him. He needs more. Another situation. He goes to L.A. So what?
Which LA?
Kobe Bryant on the downside of his career, 2 more years left on the contract. You don't know what type of player Kobe's going to be like when he comes back. Do you want to take a chance and play with that? And you're going to do the same thing that you're doing in New York. You're going to barely make the playoffs and get knocked out. You're not going to make any championships. So I don't understand, you know, what Carmelo Anthony is looking for. And who knows what Pat Riley and those guys are going to do. Everybody's going to take a pay cut so Carmelo can come down?
Not happening.
So, man, it's a lot going on. But, man, let's talk about this. We got to pay some bills. Big shout-out, WERE, down in Covington, Georgia, 97.9, GlobalNetwork1.com. Man, I just want to say this, man. Peace again. Shout-out to my man, Young Chef. The repass and the celebration on Saturday. So, Anton Teasley, shout-out. We laid him to rest, man. Joe Johnson was there, Ricky Davis, Norris Cole, Reuben Patterson, Steve Logan. Beautiful sight, man. So, shout-out to the chef, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go, Lo.
Have you ever seen a show where fellas on the mic with 1 minute rhymes that don't come out right? They bite.
They never write.
That's not polite.
Am I lying?
No, you're quite right.
Well, tonight, on this very mic, you're about to hear, we swear, the best star rappers of the year. So,
cheerio,
yell,
scream, bravo.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show.
Valley's on.
No, Rick, I was about to, but I need the shoe home.
Why?
Because the shoes always hurt my soul.
6 minutes, 6 minutes, 6 minutes, Peggy French, you're on. On. Got the day.
Man, you did it again. Oh, no.
Here we go. Come on. Here we go. Come on. Here we go.
Did you miss the show?
No, 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 we didn't.
What?
No, 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 we
didn't. What?
No, we didn't.
Well, don't get us wrong.
Excuse me, Daggy. Excuse me, Daggy. Excuse me, Daggy, for share on.
Talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop, man, from a street perspective. And also, I want to say this, man, my man OG, you know what I mean, scorekeeper. You know, he said a scripture, man, said a couple words at the celebration. So I appreciate OG going in on representation of me too, because you know I got to tell the world this. You know, I don't do funerals, man. I like to, you know, remember people how they were. You know, unless it's, you know, they want me to be a pallbearer or something like that, or if it is, you know, real, you know what I mean? So I just want to say thanks to the OG going up in there, man. And, man, he did a hell of a job. So heaven know you, OG, appreciate that, you know. But, well, let's get back to this sports talk, man, what they talking about in the street. For those of you just tuning in, word in the streets in Cleveland, Ohio, Jabari Parker, he worked out Friday. Couple things, overweight, workout was below average, did not do well, and speculations that he tanked the workout so the Cavs can overlook him and he can play for the Milwaukee Bucks so they can be closer to Chicago. Also, Tyronn Lue, in Cleveland as well, has been appointed assistant head coach. Was that a good move for the Cavs? Some people say that it was a conniving move, that it might become locker room material or turmoil between Mr. Lue and Mr. Black. Give us your opinion on that. And then, you got the World Cup. USA had it in their grasp. They had it in their grasp, bro. They were up. Next thing you know, Portugal. Second goal, tied 2-2, it's a draw. What you feel about that, bro? You still think we can make it to the round of 16, to the knockout round?
It's going to be tough, man. We got to put all our eggs in a basket on Ghana. We need Ghana to hold Portugal to zero. And we need Portugal to hold Ghana to zero. If that could happen, we in. We just cannot let the Germans give us the business, man. If the Germans just go out, I mean, they can beat us 1-0, that's cool, but, man, anything other than that, and, you know, a good game or a scoring game between Portugal and Ghana, it's going to be tough, because here's how it plays out. If we beat Germany, which is going to be a hell of a month, ooh, that's going to be a hell of a game, to look at. It's ugly, El Boogie. But if we can go out there and do the unthinkable and win, or even hold them to a draw, we in. We good. If we do anything other, which we know we are capable of doing the other, talking about the USA, man, it's all going to come down to the point differential. And we have a plus one. Ghana has a negative one, and Portugal has a negative four. So that means Portugal has to score 5 goals even just for us, just to even look at getting in. Now, Ghana, on the other hand, if they score 2 and we the hell scoreless, Ghana going to take over, and it's going to be ugly. But, you know, in the field of 16, El Boogie is one and done anyway. It's a knockout round. So when you get to the field of 16, anything can happen, but when you lose, you go home. So all that old, you know, you can take a loss here and do this and play your way back in, yeah, that's about to be over with. So on Saturday, the real World Cup starts with the rounds of 16 and the knockout, and we're going to see what's going down. And in other basketball news, you know, Tyronn Lue ain't the only, you know, assistant head coach that left Doc Rivers this season. Boy, your boy Alvin Gentry, he done left also. He said he taking his talents to Golden State to be the associate head coach with Steve Kerr. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Doc losing all his pieces to the puzzle, man. What's going on?
Want me to be honest with you, bro? That's a great thing. You know why? Because that's what you do. You prepare your assistants to be head coaches. You prepare followers to be great leaders. That's what you want. Like Rick Pitino, he's had guys come in and be his assistant. Now they're great head coaches. So I think it's a great thing that you lose. That means that you had great guys on the bench. They're leaders. They can be good leaders and men. And they're looking for their next job. Because once you become an assistant head coach, it's like, you know, you might be the next man in line. Alvin Gentry, though, I think he does well as an assistant coach. You had your turns. I think that, you know, you were the head coach in Phoenix. You know, you had a couple of stinks with the Clippers. You've been other places. I think it's just time for you to just be a good assistant coach. And as they would say on, as Pac would say, you know, let's ride out. Let's just ride it all the way out and be that good assistant. You know, Tyronn Lue, on the other hand, he hasn't been a head coach yet, so we'll wait and see how well he does. But Alvin Gentry, great move for him. Good move for Steve Kerr. Maybe you have a coach that can relate to the players. Not saying that he can't, but you need good assistant coaches to be buffers, and we all know that. So I'm going. It's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be interesting to see who these guys, who's going to opt out, who's going to stay. And like I said before, will the Miami Heat alter their contracts to get another superstar? Will Kevin Love be dealt in trade? There's so many speculations. We know Tim Duncan is staying put. He has a player option. We know he's staying put in San Antonio. But you never know with all these other guys. Are they playing for the money? I know you smell the money. Or are you playing for championships? Because like Mike Singletary said, I want winners. So you got to see what these guys are going to do. I'm not impressed. Everybody, and let's remember this, bro. Remember last year this time, people were saying, wait to the 2014 draft. It's going to be a lot of players there, and we're going to be reloading for free agency. This draft isn't any better than last year's draft, in my opinion. There might be a slight more talent in this draft, but not that much. But we'll see. We'll see how it pans out. So, I don't know, bro. What do you think about Kevin Love? Where do you think he's going to end up? Where do you think he's going to land?
Don't matter. You know, I think he's going to try to team up with Carmelo, man, to be honest with you. Wherever Carmelo goes, I think that's where you're going to find Kevin Love if a team can afford it. But I think Carmelo should still stay east, and I think Kevin Love should stay in the west. But if Kevin Love wants to get a taste or follow his predecessor, he might want to go to the east and see what that blood tastes like. Because you could be more of a shark in the east than you could in the west. And that's, you know, the west is tough. And he's been in the West for quite a while. And we all know you got to win 50-plus games in the West in order to be in the playoffs. Sometimes 55. So he has to, you know, I know he's a West Coast guy, but he might have to take his talents east, man, so that he can honestly, you know, try to do what the guy before him did. And if you're smart, you'll follow the veteran before you. And I'm talking about Kevin Garnett. Went to the East, went to Boston, took him one season to get a championship. And now, anything is possible! You know what I mean, El Boogie?
I don't think it can be possible in Boston. I really don't. Rondo, but we know he only got to win about 40 games to make it to the playoffs in the East, so I have to agree. Anything is possible. That's crazy. But before, do you think it's going to be any big trades, or do you think it's going to be any big thing going on Thursday that's going to surprise you and make you say, wow?
There could be one or two trades or one or two,
introductions to us as far as what's about to happen in this here draft. You know, El Boogie, it never ceases to amaze me what happens when draft time comes, because the phones really start ringing when it's somebody's turn to pick. And that's why I say, you know, Cleveland hold all the cards in their hands right now, because they own the number one pick. There are a lot of teams that don't want to say they want the number one pick. They love to try to keep it up under wraps until the time comes, and then they explode it on us. So, you know, hearing the news of what you mentioned earlier at the top of the show about Jabari and how he performed at his little workout and tryout up in Cleveland, it has me thinking. But, you know, we always have to wait until that fine line. You know, Carmelo waited till, you know, this weekend, yesterday. You know what? I'm opting out. There you go right now. So, you know, I honestly believe that Carmelo and Kevin Love are going to be a tandem this season. And there's going to be an organization out there that's going to be able to land the both of them. So somebody's going to get cut. Somebody's going to get dealt. And we know that. It's just, when is it going to happen? Is it going to be Thursday? Or is it going to be after Thursday, you know, after the draft is all said and done? So we'll definitely see, because there are a lot of guys opting out right now, right up until the deadline. So we'll see. We'll definitely see.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. They wait until, you know, because we know July 1st is when the agency starts, so that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, people – is going to start willing and dealing until then. We'll see. It always happens around that. It's Independence Day. Independence Day. For the money. My. Like Johnny Gill. It's all about me. It's all about the money. You know, that's where we are right now. And just on that, I want to say this, Ralph. We just had another shooting, another killing, man, in Cleveland, Ohio. You know, and I just want to say that's why we're having this big tournament for my 5th and 6th graders and 7th and 8th graders called Young People Versus Violence. We're going to fight this violence, man. And we're going to get them young. And we're going to let them know how you beat the violence. Beat them with your mind. You know, books don't fight back. So we need to put some on these youngins' minds, because we're genociding ourselves. And like I'm telling the world, we just don't talk about sports. We talk about the streets and entertainment. And right now, we got an epidemic all around the country on young black people killing young black people. It hurts. It's not just going on in Cleveland, Ohio. It's going on all around the country. And guess what, bro? They think that's cool. They think doing 34 years, it's cool. One of my cats, I'm not going to say his name. He was locked up in the county the other, I'm going to say about a week ago. He came out, he said, man, a young dude said, yeah, I got the LeBron. I got 23 years. I got the LeBron jersey. You know what really messed me up, first of all? LeBron don't wear 23 no more, youngin. He wears 6. That lets you know right there where his mind is. It's stuck. We're stuck. So, we affecting the streets, man. Me and you. Heaven know you. The chef. Hey, man. We got to stop this black-on-black crime, man. That's all you hear about. That's all you read about in your local metro section, your community section of the paper. It's all on the internet. We killing each other. We need to stop it, man. We need to stop it. And it starts with our athletes. Our athletes got to get more pro. When I say more pro, they got to get out here and put their image and their life on the line and start talking the real instead of worrying about all the money that they're making. being slaves to the game, man. Slaves to the game. My fault, bro. I just had to put that out there in the streets, man. Something on Meeks' mind. I had to keep that in. We got to get them young, man. Because once they get in the ninth, tenth grade, it's over with. A quarter ounce of dope and a sucker bite on the neck, it's over with.
Straight over with. That's what it is.
So, man, and just think of this, man. The young boy who killed, who was involved, wasn't even know it, probably 18, bro, so now he can't make no babies once he's sitting away for life. And then the youngin' who he dumped on, he killed, who knows if he had any kids to keep the name going. We about to be extinct in a minute. The black man is about to be extinct in a minute if we ain't careful. Oh! My fault, bro. I just had to get that in, man. I'm just feeling it tonight, man.
That's how we get down. Gotta let the people know.
Man. So, when we get back from this commercial, I just had to go in live, man, and holler about that, about this, you know, black-on-black, you know, crimes, man. And like I said, we got the big event July 12th and 13th in Cleveland, Ohio. Location Thurgood Marshall. It's called Young People Versus Violence. Rucker Park style tournament where we're doing workshops. We're talking conflict management. We're talking mentoring. We're talking bullying. Man, and we're talking entrepreneurship. And most of all, we talking love. So when we come back, we're going to get in the asylum. You know what I mean? And see what everybody's talking about, because I don't want to believe it. Jabari Parker taking his workout to get picked by the Milwaukee Bucks. Man, it's the streets is talking. T-Roll L. Boogie, give us a call, 347-855-8896. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Man, let's go.
Oh, God, getting paid. It's the world.
Okay, some type of way it made the billboard, mama.
It did, mama.
I know you feel some type of way about my come up.
I know you do.
I told her in a nice way, I ain't want her number. My nigga Dre said some type of way to hit her the summer.
Mama,
pistol still blessing, I don't care about nothing. Won't remember none of this shit when I wake
I
up.
Won't remember.
That Percocet on my ass, and I done had a couple of Zans. I live by the clothes, I'm trying to stay up. Forever, ho, I gotta say. Name another superhero with a flyer cape. You sold your soul for some money, that's the price you pay. Three shows a night, that's a 60K type of day. SMX, LOL, smiley face. First class, R. Kelly by the flyaway. And I still got that hideaway, that my private place. I know you feel some type of way about my nigga been hustling, trying to make him something. Ain't no telling what he'll do for the paper.
Ain't no telling.
Two play, punch straight, I stay my place, shot stay. I'm a smooth operator.
I drop top of my wheel, baby.
That car I'm driving make you feel some type of way. That custom brightly make you feel some type of way.
I'm shining, ho.
This bitch on we got me feeling some type of way.
Okay, okay.
Is it cause my homies rich, you feel some type of way?
Okay, I pop the nigga chick.
Okay.
And he feel some type of way.
He do.
Start talking dirty about him. Popped up dead right away.
Like,
down the way. No, my niggas don't rock like that. Till my young niggas Snoop got pop like that.
Got drop like that.
I got guap like that. Niggas throw a shot here, get you shot right back like pop. Right, let the top go back. You ain't even knowing life, I go back. Getting to the money, turn us off in the hall. Call a phone, code word, where the tacos at? Oh, no. Niggas selling cane over there.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes the world, that's how I feel right now. You know, I'm seeing a lot of things on Facebook and on Instagram. T-Lo talking about, please let us have a safe summer. Listen, it's not about summer. It's also about winter, spring, and fall. They killing it any time of the year. What are you talking about? It just so happens it's hot. And you know when it's hot, what does it do? It draw more crime. In any city. Like I said before, we got an event coming up. I'm popping it, yeah, I know. Young People versus Violence. July 12th and 13th. You can see it on the YouTube. Presented by Dynasty. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Free food for the kids. Performances. Crow shots. It's going down. Man, let's get back to the sports talk. Man, there's rumors going around that Jabari Parker, potential number one draft pick, on Friday worked out with the Cavaliers, was overweight, missed a lot of shots, was chugging through workouts, and the word is he was tanking the workouts on purpose so he can be picked by the Milwaukee Bucks because it's closer to Chicago. Also, Tyronn Lue, big up. Been anointed assistant head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Allen Gentry, also anointed assistant head coach of Golden State. Good moves or not. Who do you think is going to be a surprise in this year's season after rookie class? Also, what do you think is going to be a shocker to you on Thursday? Meaning that we know there's some crazy things that happens on draft night. Do you think one of the superstars will be traded for one of these draft picks on draft night? Man, it's the streets, man. Hey, yo, Ro, it's time. It's about that time, man. What you got, man? What you got coming into the asylum tonight first?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. Let's do what we do, man. Let's bring in somebody, man. You know, we love this guy right here, man. He be tuning us in, you know what I'm saying? It's the Big Intellect, man. You know, Big Intellect, welcome to the streets. And we got big things happening this week, Big Intellect. So won't you tune us in, man, because L Boogie got me over here. He got me combobble right now with what he done hit me with about Jabari Parker not taking the workout serious up in Cleveland. What's going on with that?
Yeah, I haven't heard that, but here's one thing that I do know. Most basketball players at any level, especially when you get to elite levels, nobody wants to tank. Nobody wants to look bad. Nobody wants to because we are all competitors by nature. So he might have just had a bad day, but tank a workout, I don't think so. Because either way, a lot of teams have already made really – a lot of teams have already made up their mind about who they're going to pick. If not, they'll make up their mind right there in the draft room. But they're not going to change their mind over one bad workout. If they're going to pick Parker, they're going to pick him.
Right. See, that's what L said earlier, too. L was like, you know, hey, what if we pick you anyway?
That could be a smokescreen.
Right. Exactly. Be a smokescreen like a little bit. Let me ask you this, Big Intellect. One of the questions L Boogie did ask was, what do you think or who do you think is going to be the surprise? Is there going to be anybody that's going to be a hot trade for Thursday, like a veteran or even a rookie or a team trying to move up?
I don't see any big draft trades in this draft. I don't see any trades. I think everybody has kind of locked in because this is a very deep draft. I think everybody's kind of locked into who they think will be available to them when they pick. I know at one point Philadelphia was dangling the 3 pick and the 10 pick to Cleveland for the first pick, personally, I would have jumped on that, considering the amount of talent in this draft. But the Cavs didn't pull the trigger on that. So I don't. Other than that, I can't see anybody trading their pick. I think that everybody's kind of locked in, and they're going to hope that the player that they want is available when they pick.
Do you know who this Dante Exum guy is? Can you inform us who this guy is?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Never heard of the guy before. But I'm sure that there are a lot of people out there who are smarter than me who know who he is and know what he's capable of. So I don't know. I mean, a lot of people are going to look at San Antonio and maybe go for some of the international players. But remember, lately, a lot of the international players haven't come to the league yet. I know the Hawks have a couple of international players that are still playing overseas, waiting for them to develop. So there are going to be some international players picked. I just don't think it's going to be real high.
Right, right. Now, my last question to you, big intellect, before I let you get at is this. Doc Rivers has lost two of his assistant coaches in Tyronn Lue, who has accepted a job as an assistant coach for the Cleveland Cavaliers, and Alvin Gentry has moved on to Golden State to help Steve Kerr out down there up north California. What's your thoughts about those two coaches leaving from under Doc Rivers?
Well, I think that they're trying to position themselves for head coaching jobs further down the line. Obviously, with Doc Rivers there, and Doc is going to be there for as long as he wants to be. They're trying to improve their opportunities to get a head coaching job further down the line. When you look at how some teams, you know, they went for Jason Kidd straight off the bench. They went for Derek Fisher straight off the bench. Some of these guys have been their assistant coaching for a while, and they're just waiting for their shot. So as long as they can get into a situation where they can show what they're worth and get a better opportunity to get a head coaching job, I can't really blame them.
Yeah, that means Block don't have much time at all. He better get it right or Tyronn Lue gonna have his job.
Absolutely. And that's why I think that they are going to take Andrew Wiggins, because Andrew Wiggins is an offensive machine waiting to happen. He just needs to be coached properly. But one thing that you know for sure about Andrew Wiggins is he's going to play some defense, which is not so sure about Jabari Parker. His lateral movement is suspect, and while he's probably the most NBA-ready player offensively, you have to play some defense in this league if you want to stick.
Absolutely.
Got a question for you, big intellect, before we let you go. I know you've been, you know, you're intellectual. What do you think about the World Cup? Does the USA have a chance? Will they get past the knockout, you know, to the Sweet 16? And when they get there, will they prevail? Will they win a game?
It's going to really depend on the draw. I actually think that they would get at least a tie with Germany. So it's going to depend on who they end up with in the draw. I mean, the Netherlands is like on fire, you know, scoring a whole lot of goals. Brazil is the host team, and you know there are a lot of variables out there. But the United States can certainly be respectable, showing they are not ready to make that move to winning the World Cup. They're going to make their presence felt, but they won't be in the knockout round long.
It's one and done in the knockout.
Absolutely.
One more thing, Big Intellect. I know you're about the kids. Man, what's your perspective and take on, you know, we've been having a lot of, you know, not just now, but over the last maybe about 5 to 10 years, is, you know, black on black crime. What do you think we can do as a people that can recess this?
Everybody's going to say that it absolutely starts in the home. And quite frankly, our women need to make better choices. as to who they're fathering their children with, because if some woman gets with some guy and has a baby and he rolls out on her, now it's all on her. You know what I'm saying? Women need to be smarter about who they choose to reproduce with. But for those people that are already here, we as black men, we need to take charge of our neighborhoods. We need to get to these kids and teach them and mentor them, because if we don't, the wrong person will. So we got to get to them before the bad guys do. Straight.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Straight.
Speaking of that, I got one more question for you before I let you go. I know I've been asking this. Who do you think of this draft, besides Jabari Parker and Wiggins, do you think is going to make an impact in 2014-2015 on You Heard It Here First?
Marcus Smart. I think Marcus Smart is going to be a big-time player. He has a big NBA body. He's very smart. He has a high IQ. He's going to need to improve his shot. And one thing that I have always said is that shooting a basketball is not a talent. It's a skill. It can be learned. But you have to work at it. Michael Jordan was not a good jump shooter when he came into the league, but he worked at it, and he became one of the greatest jump shooters of all time. It can be learned if you put the work in. So these players are going to have to put the work in. But I think that Marcus Smart is going to be the one player that makes an immediate impact.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's a good pick. I like that. That we'll see. Like, we know this for sure. He's a dog. We know that for sure.
He better not run up in the crowd in the NBA. He go get mollywop.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. He won't. He not only will he get mollywop by the fans, he'll get mollywop by Adam Silver.
And
we appreciate you, Big Intellect, and as usual, I hope we hear from you on Friday. I appreciate your intake, and don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
I got you, fellas.
Yes, that's what's up, L Boogie. That's what it is, man. You know, let's keep it hot in the Tyler, man, while we got it jumping. The Big Intellect hit us with the smoothness, you know what I mean? I like to pick on Marcus Smart, you know what I mean? You know, I think there's one, before we bring in our next caller, man, you know, L Boogie, there's one guy that, when I was checking out the list, I was like, you know what? He just might be one of these guys who's going to be a sleeper in this here draft, man. And that's a toss-up between your boy Aaron Gordon, a freshman from U of A, from Arizona, and then your big dog, Adrian Payne, from Michigan State. Every time I look at the names, I'm just like, man, that dude's going to be a hog down there. You know what I mean? Adrian Payne might be one of those type of players who can come in and produce right away. He looked like a grown man playing college ball today. I'm just saying, that might be another guy who you might want to look out for, too.
Yeah, you're right, bro. It's going to be very difficult for these guys to get it in. It's going to be very difficult. They don't understand it's a big boy league. A big boy league. So, man, let's get to the asylum, bro. I'm ready, man. Who we got next?
Man, you know what it is. He said he had the grease fired up so hot, man, we got to stand back 2 feet because it's going to be popping hot tonight. So I'm ready for this Monday to see what he got to talk about. I know it's big thing, controversy about to start up right now, so I need to give me a baby wipe to wipe off my phone, the sweat off the side of my face, so I can get it in too. Yo, Chef, what's the deal, baby? Welcome to the streets. It's live time. What's going on?
Peace, God. Peace, God. How y'all doing tonight, man?
Man, we chilling. And I've been disturbed this evening by the news that I've received that we got guys who don't want to play for a team already. I can't believe what I've been hearing today.
You know, That's what we expect, man. Hey, listen. New recruits, all you guys coming to the NBA. I don't see any of you guys having superstar material. I don't see you guys being superstars. So guess what? Y'all want to play for the Cavs? Fine. We don't want you. We're looking for superstar material, and none of y'all fit the criteria.
So what does Cleveland do, knowing what they saw with you, boy? What do they do with the number one pick now? Do you take him anyway, or do you just, you know, you say, hey, let's look at our options?
The streets is talking. I'm about to tell y'all what they do, man. And I don't care who agrees with me. Hey, listen. The streets is talking. And while it's talking, we got a little thing, birdies, on the table. Jabari Parker would not be our number one pick. I believe the Cavs is going to trade it to either Philly or Utah. If Philly's still talking about giving us two picks and Thaddeus Young, you might want to just call that deal done. But I'm going to tell you something. Let's go get Derek Favors, and let's go ahead and grab a little pick, and I'm going to tell you who the Cleveland Cavs is going to get. And I don't care who agree with me. They're going to get that big man and beat, man. And it's from the contract. It's from the chef. I'm letting the world know. The Wiggins, Parker, Randall, none of them guys will be number one coming out of Cleveland's pick, man. I'm telling y'all, man. We start controversy this year. Carmelo, LeBron, I know you smell the money.
Oh, please don't say that.
Man, we cooking it, man. It's so much propaganda in the streets right now. It is smoking. Hey, L Boogie, let me matter of fact, before I start, I never witnessed a time in my life when the streets are so treacherous and dangerous as it is now, as kids cannot even stand outside and enjoying their summer. It's getting out of hand. Young boys, young males, man, it's time for y'all to become mans. Put the guns down. Pick them books up and start educating each other. Because guess what? What I'm watching is the demise of a generation. And it's not going to come back no time soon. Let's become man. Let's be man. Let's act like man. Because, man, what I'm seeing right now is hurtful. Kids killing top of kids, and everybody considering themselves real ninjas. But don't nobody want to be a real man. Become that father figure you never had. Become that voice that you never sit up here and sing. Because guess what? When you hear that voice, we search for it. And we keep searching until we find it. That's God speaking inside your soul. Let's become man. Now let's get back on to this controversy. Hey, I've been reading. First off, let me talk about my Spurs. Y'all see who the Spurs about to pick up? Do y'all see who the Spurs about to pick up? Man, Greg Monroe.
Oh.
Los Angeles Boys D.I.
Man, Greg Monroe. Man,
that would be a good pickup. I'm not going to lie. Because you're going to need somebody to fill those shoes to Timmy D when he leaves, you know, even though he's coming back for his 18th season to get that 10 mil. Yeah, that would be great to see Greg Monroe be mentored by a guy such as Tim Duncan.
I'm letting y'all know right now, watch out for Rajon Rondo. That's all that needs to be said on draft day. Watch out for Rajon Rondo.
He's the news. Let's go. He's the hot topic of the draft on Thursday.
I'm not even going to lie. I haven't read that nowhere. But if that was my goodest guess, what perfect day to do with a draft day to get some players and some draft picks and some future draft picks. He's still worth that. Watch out for a lot of big names, man, because the streets is talking. the sports analyst is talking. They working overtime. It's controversy. Hey, listen, man. We don't need no Tyronn Lue either. He's done nothing. First off, hey, L Boogie. Hey, L Boogie.
Yes. I'm in the asylum. I'm listening.
Man, L Tyronn Lue is only good for what? When Iverson put that move on him and he stepped over him. Listen, man. He don't need that bum, man. He did nothing in his career. He averaged 1.4 points a game. He averaged about 2 assists. No steals. Man, we don't need that guy. Hey, listen. Hey, David Black. Hey, listen. It's coming from the shelf. You want to pick somebody up? You want to pick some leadership up? Go get Mark Jackson. Go get him. Why would you not get him? He's going to bring you that dynamic offense, and you can sit up here and prepare yourself. You know what? You want me to tell you what's wrong with the Cavs? I'm going to tell y'all what's wrong with the Cavs. They so hyped on offense. Yo, do y'all remember the 2005 or 2006 Phoenix Suns? Y'all remember them guys?
Yes, sir.
What did they do? Nothing. Because we don't remember number two. In the great words of L Boogie, we don't remember number two. We only remember number one.
You ain't first, you last, baby.
Tyronn Lue, don't run you up out of here. You ain't see what we did to Mike Brown? You're gone, buddy. Hey, listen, first class, up out of here. We're going to take you to West Knight. We're going to have these little mommies up here suck the life out you. It's over in front of you. It's over, baby. I'm just letting it be known, man. The streets are talking, man.
Hey, Jeff, let me ask you this. This goes for you and L Boogie, because I know I sent this out to L Boogie. Now, you mentioned that LeBron and Carmelo, they might be looking good in Cleveland, but I heard this. Now, one of my snitches told me that LeBron's wife, Savannah, she been Instagramming and talking about, we in Akron, home sweet home. Now, what am I supposed to read in between the lines on that? Is he implying that he coming back to Ohio? I mean, or are they just home for the summer? I mean, what am I supposed to take from this Instagram that I'm getting from Savannah talking about, you know, Akron is home sweet home? I thought South Beach was home sweet home.
I'm going to let L Boogie answer that first, and I'm going to come behind Boogie.
Listen, man, that ain't nothing but an Instagram message. Home sweet home. That's just like we coming home to where we come home to, but doggone it, we can't wait to get back to where we was. He's not coming to Akron. Excuse me. He's not coming to Cleveland. I wish people would get that out their head. Now, I know the chef might think so, but listen, man. Right now, LeBron is in a place where in his life where he wants to win championships. We can't win championships in Cleveland right now. He doesn't want to go to a place where you got to rebuild. He wants to win now because I keep trying to tell people he's an old 30. He's been in 3 Olympics. That's 12 years. I'm not going to say 12 years. But, like, his third year, I think he was coming up on the Olympics. But he's been in 3 of them. He's been in 5, should I say 5, finals. He's played a lot of basketball Eastern Conference finals. So, and he's been used like a mule. I wouldn't want him. I'm going to tell you just like that. I wouldn't want him. I would want to rebuild if I was Cleveland. You don't need him. He showed you it in the finals. Let me tell you something about LeBron James, and I've coached against this kid. Matter of fact, coaching, like I keep telling you, 7th and 8th grade, I know this kid. He's not coming back to Cleveland. I just was at a little situation with Rich Paul, his agent. I'm not going to tell you what he said because, you know, we just, you know, we were at a, he was speaking at a little place right here on Larchmere. But I tell you this, it's going to be interesting. That's all I'm going to say. It's going to be interesting. Streets, baby.
Hey, L, I said it from day one. I don't want that bum back, man. I'm not a LeBron James fan. I don't care about no tickets being sold. We got Johnny Money in the city. I don't care about no LeBron James. This is what I care about. I care about, oh, when the 705, oh, and the Q lights up, and then she up here and start screaming. That's all I care about in the month of June. Something happened in the city because I am not a witness to nothing going on. I don't want no LeBron James back. Hey, Carmelo, you want to come here? Fine. But guess what? We don't need you either. Let me tell y'all who we need, man. You know what? I'm so sick and tired of holding my mouth for the streets because I was going to keep this a secret. We only one player away. Man, Zach Randolph. If we get Zach Randolph, I guarantee this. We will make the playoffs and beyond. Guaranteed. I guarantee it. We need somebody that's got that aggressive, that dominance, and guess what? We is not going to receive that in this draft unless it's Embiid. Parker, I don't believe you NBA ready. Hey, Wiggins, guess what? Guess what? My toe's bigger than you, Randall. We sent you under pressure, Randall. We sent you under pressure, and there's no way in hell the Marcus Smart going number one. So come on, Embiid, come. Come. We don't want no LeBron James. I'm against that guy. I'm not a fan of Akron dudes, and I'm not a fan of LeBron James. So, you know, I'll leave that for the streets to talk about. I'm still talking about the clown. So I got a question for the streets. Hey, I got a question for the streets. LeBron James come back to Cleveland. All y'all now Cavs fans, huh?
Man, are you crazy? You know I'm a scared Knicks fan. I don't be on nobody wagging. Brett, hey, listen. Brett Favre left the Packers and went to the enemy.
Brett
got on the colors that I represent. You're MBG. You're nothing but garbage. We appreciate your services. Hey, but business is business, like Amigos say. Business is business. Nothing personal. But like EPMD, man, EPMD would say back in the day, strictly business.
Hey, L Boogie, man, I was shooting at you, everybody in the side, not the street, baby. Calm down, man.
Let me ask you this, Chef.
Yep.
Johnny Money, he stays in the news. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for him as he pursued to try to be the number one quarterback for the Cleveland Browns before we let you go?
I believe it's always good to stay relevant. Dude, you know, it's all types of controversy going on with him anyways. But at the end of the day is, if you don't stay in the news, just like Vic, Dante Culpepper, like we see the ones before, even when Peyton came to the league, Tom Brady when he became famous, Eli Manning, even your boy Aaron Rodgers. We know what kept Tony Romo famous, Jessica Simpson, her and her little commercial. Hey, listen. If you're going to produce when it's time to produce, that's all that counts. But guess what? You got to come and bring it because you're in the competition with a city boy. And guess what? People is really believing in you. So you got to show up. You gotta show the world what the hype's about because you got analysts and critics waiting for one mistake. You ain't seen Geno Smith last year. We witnessed that. You seen EJ Manuel, right? We witnessed that. Tim Tebow, Jesus, where's he? Come on, man, bring it. Johnny Money, you gotta bring it. Bring it. That's all he gotta do. He gotta bring it. L, if he don't bring it, he's just a bunch of talk. A bunch of unnecessary hype. And this from the streets, baby.
And listen to this. We know what type of fans the Cleveland Browns are. We know that they will love you if you do well. But if you don't, man, they're going to get you out of here.
Hey. I swear, our fans is the only fans I know. If they feel some type of way, they just get to beat everybody up. They go sit down in the county or the city for a couple of days, get back out and do the same thing, man. Our fans is about that.
Man, listen, Johnny Money, I'm going to tell you from the wise, man, from the three wise, me, L Boogie, and the man T-Row, man. Come in and do what you're supposed to do. That's all I'm warning you. You been fair warned.
You better.
Because I know his agent, I talked to his agent who talked to my agent, and Johnny Money is listening on the aircraft. Trust me. You know why I talked to his agent? Because Rich Paul is his agent.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
So that's why I presented the question to you, Chef, about, you know, Johnny Money and just hearing from his agent. They said the kid is ready to take over. So I just want to let you know that. I know you wanted to know a little bit about your Browns. So there you have it. Anything else more, Chef, before we go to commercial?
I got a question for y'all, man. And I'm going to leave the streets alone, man. As Chris Paul and LeBron James and Derek Fisher having a position of importance in the NBA Players Union, do you think during the season and playoffs, is it healthy? Because they should be focused on basketball and basketball only. Not everything else that comes along with it. Do y'all think a player should handle them positions while it's going on, the season going on?
Wow, that's a good question. Roy, you want to answer that first or you want me to go?
Yeah, I'll answer it. I'm going to say yes, Chef. There has to be a player. It has to be somebody who's involved with the game at that present time. Right now, you know, Chris Paul has his hands, you know, deep in, you know, in the player side of everything. But I also believe that Roger Mason, who used to be, you know, an NBA player, who may not have, you know, he retired, but not that far away from the game. He's really had much to say about, you know, what the players feel and what they want to be heard, especially after the Donald Sterling situation. So I think that we should have a player, you know, involved that should be, you know, at the top of that list when it comes to calling the shots, because as a player, you need that one person to speak out for you as a whole. And I think Chris Paul, Derek Fisher did a great job, you know, especially Fish when he was at the helm, but now Chris Paul, you know, doing what he does. It doesn't take away from what they do as far as playing basketball. Hell, they professionals. That's what they're there for. But when it comes down to business at hand, you got to have one of your own out there to let, you know, what you want to be expressed be heard. So, yeah, I think you got to have at least one player involved. What do you think, Elba?
Well, it's just like, you know, when I used to work a real job. I was the boss. I had a situation with an employee. The employee went to the union rep to represent them in a hearing. That's the same thing that would happen in the NBA. You got to have an active player to represent you if something goes wrong. That being the case, you got, you know, Chris Paul, LeBron, you know, at the time, Derek Fisher. My thing is this. Sometimes I think you need to get guys, and don't get upset with me, world, when I say this. You need to get guys who are bench warmers to be the representative. They ain't got nothing to do. You get a guy like Juwan Howard, for example, when he was playing. Biggest cheerleader. You get those guys at the tailor end of their career, and they can maybe put more time in to being a rep than hooping. Because they won't be used as much. Let's be honest. There's a lot of guys who don't be used. They just put the uniform on for 82 games. So I think we should get less guys who get playing time but are solid near the tail end of their career and are respected by the guys in the NBA. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was thinking that because, you know, I was reading a blog, and I'll, you know, it'd be questions I'd be ready to answer, But, you know, I asked, you know, but I'm just saying, like, sometimes it's like I hold a little back. And I know for sure as the situation with the president, you know, I don't even like saying, I don't even want to acknowledge dude no more. But the ex-owner of the Clippers, you know, dude, the Pilgrim, LeBron James had a lot of focus on that, where he should have been focused at the championship ahead. So I believe, like, a lot of sidetracks. And I don't know if y'all know, but LeBron James had parts. He got, I think, like 22% of the beats that were sold by Dre. I don't know if y'all know this, but he got 22% in that. So, like,
yes, he's part owner of that with Dre. We knew that.
So
now you got 50 Cent and Carmelo trying to come out with some headphones. Wow, so trendy.
But I just, you know, hey, yo, D-Mac, Big Intellect, Big Al. Man, we here, man. Sports officials. So I love this way, baby. Oh, an L Bug tomorrow, 12:30 to 3. I'm gonna join the Black Caucus program in Cleveland, and we are holding an event because I'm a mentor, and we hold an event of which I'm cooking. We having a cookout on Tri-City campus from 12:30 to 3. Call my phone, man. Come through. Enjoy some barbecue with me. Let's get some of this powerful combination.
Oh.
Let's get up here and let's start making moves, baby. That's what it's all about, man. We're in the streets. And I love y'all, man.
Oh, man, no doubt, no doubt. I'm going to be there, Chef, after I get this little mouth together, man. I done came to Cleveland and got a rotten tooth, man. So I'm chugging through the show, man, because I got to give the people what they want. They can't stop greatness.
Hey, L Boogie, guess what, L Boogie, before I leave, you stop tasting the wrong candy, you won't get a toothache, baby.
Streets.
But I love you, man.
That was a good one, man.
Man,
thank you, Chef.
And
don't forget, Chef, tell a friend.
To tell another friend.
To tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Hello.
I like that, Chef. We fled off each other like Run DMC right there.
You know it, baby.
No doubt, no doubt. That was the Chef, ladies and gentlemen, in the world. Man, if you want to get at us, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, The Streets is Talking. Give us a call, 347-855-8896. Man, we're about to go to commercial. When we get back, you already know, man. We gonna get some guys in from the sports officials to see what they talking about. You know what I mean? We got about 30 minutes. Oh, man, and don't forget, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's go, bro.
Fuck me good, but she no say. Murder on that pussy, let her boyfriend get that DOA. Get it? And all I get is Frito-Lay. Plus I'm on probation when they test me, I just pee rosé. Last night, I went hard, pizza rock, Patron and all. 30 racks on Madam Bottles, I think I was born to ball. Looking like a million plus, fresh from up that corner store. Hater, I be doing me, you guys should be doing y'all. I'm stacking money to the ceiling. All this ice that's in my rollie, I be chillin'. And I just made a couple million, so I could take care of them children. Oh.
Bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles and she tell me say when, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church.
Just bought my niggas some cane, so much it came with a plane. Bought my niggas some dope, so much it came with a boat. I just bought me a crib, so big it came with a moat. For niggas jump in the fence, I hope you niggas can
flow, then I just hope that I'm forgiven for caring about how they living and loaning a little money and keeping them out of prison. I ain't lying in my verses, I'm just telling you the basics of growing up with your friends and becoming the one that made it. Yes, Lord, all gold, man, I got these bitches sold. Talking about these other rappers getting noticed, even getting no. Worry about your followers, you need to get your dollars up. Me and me, young niggas popping like our collars up, and good ain't good enough, and your hood ain't hood enough. Spend my whole life putting on, you spend your whole life putting up. Ain't no telling when I go, so there ain't shit that I'ma wait for. I'm the type to say a prayer and then go get what I just pray for, nigga.
Bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building.
Oh. That's how we do. Welcome back to the street. You all live with your boy L Boogie and Hero Man, Maniac Monday. Got a lot of news to talk about today. You know, right along with the World Cup, man, as a live action today. Instead of getting one game, we get two games on. So that's big time. And what happened today? You have Brazil put it on Cameroon 4-1. Spain put it on Australia, even though both of those teams out. Mexico gets into the knockout round, beating Croatia 3-1. And the Netherlands, the Dutch, Amsterdam, they beat up on Chile 2-0, even though Chile still gets in, which makes the set of the first round of the first 16 knockout set. Brazil will play Chile on Saturday, and the Netherlands will play Mexico on Sunday. And that's the first four out of the that's the first four leg out of the next four that's about to be set, you know, in the next 3 days. USA play USA play Germany on Thursday. If we win or tie, we in. We should have beat Portugal yesterday, but let them old sap suckers get a goal with 25 seconds left. Boy, I can't believe it. L Boogie, USA better bring their game this week. That's all I know. We can't do it Thursday. We don't belong anyway. But it's going down. It's really going down. And this is what we're going to do. I got to make sure, you know, we have everything jumping off proper. Got to get my host back on the line, my co-host L Boogie. Like, we got some technical difficulties jumping off. It's almost like UT Nick when they locked you out yesterday. Man, I was on the show when I heard about that, man. I'm glad they let you back in, man. Heard you were doing big things down there, T Nick. I'm going to get you in a minute. We're going to talk about that for sure. OG, I see you. Oh, eat them all. North Park, Texas, stand up. Tell my sis Red, I'll say what it is. Hope everybody enjoyed their Juneteenth weekend. You know, got to celebrate that Juneteenth, man. That's what we here for. And that other good news, as everybody knows, we got the NBA draft about to jump off on Thursday. Cleveland got the number one pick. Milwaukee has the number two pick. The 76ers, they got the number three and the number 10 pick. Can't wait to see what they're going to do, if they're going to make some trades. Number four is the Orlando Magic. We're going to see what the Orlando Magic going to do. They have the number four and the number 12 pick in the first round. Utah Jazz got the number five pick. Not only do they have the number five, but they got the 23rd pick as well. And then you got Boston with the number six pick. I hope Boston is able to do something. They need to try to rebuild and get some pieces to their puzzle. Not only do they got number six, but they got number 17 as well. The L.A. Lakers got seven. Sacramento, eight. The Charlotte Hornets. They not the Bobcats no more. They done brought the Hornets back. So my Charlotte Hornets are back. Mike Nim got the number 9 pick and number 24. I hope they can do something with it. You know what I mean? That rounds out the top 10, because I said Philly has the 10th pick as well. We'll see what they do, if they're going to hold on to it or if they're going to actually, you know, make some trades and use that as bait. But it's a lot of time till Thursday, 3 days away, and I can't wait, because I know one of those top 10 teams right there are really going to do something. And then the only team in the first round that got more than two picks are the Phoenix Suns. And what a year they had. They came just a game short,
of being in the playoffs this season. And, yeah, they got the 14th, the 18th, and also the 27th pick. So we definitely going to see what's going to happen with those guys, with those picks. And Thursday is a hot day, man, very hot day. And I still don't understand how Oklahoma City got two picks in this year first round. And how did you get first pick? That must have been from a trade a couple years ago, man. But it looked like it's going to play out real good for him, but.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What happened to T-Nick? I kind of, like, missed that call. What did he say?
No, T-Nick, we haven't even got T-Nick on yet. We about to get T-Nick in. You know what I'm
okay.
saying?
Okay.
I know they locked T-Nick out the studio yesterday. I was on the line when, they had to go take a pause for the calls to let T-Nick in. You know, he locked out the
studio. Right.
T-Nick, you better get some keys, man.
Exactly. Bro, the Lakers got the number 7 pick. I heard
Lakers
they might be willing to deal
pick.
In that pick with somebody for the Kevin Love guy. It's going to be very interesting. It's going to be funny. But my thing is, when you go get these guys, do they pan out? Because just look at Dwight Howard. He's okay. He's an upgrade Ben Wallace. Block shots, get rebounds, make better buckets, at times. But he just does what Ben Wallace does, and that's rebound, play defense, and make putbacks. So
right.
They know that they needed to get somebody else to go with, Dwight Howard. I'm still thinking Carmelo Anthony's going to land in Houston. That's
man,
just me.
Please.
I just got a funny
Stop
feeling.
That.
I hope he
Why
stays
Houston,
in New York.
Though, Why Houston?
Well, they need another scorer. They know they don't have it in Dwight Howard. He can be on a team that maybe can do something, and he can be the leader. That's two. And last but not least, all the pressure isn't on him. Other guys can score the ball, too. So that's why I think Houston and – Why not Houston, bro? Great city.
It's the West. Yeah, you get tax-free money, but hell, Boogie, they had the dagger stabbed in their heart, the wooden dagger stabbed in their heart by Damian Lillard, man, with .9. You think Carmelo going to be able to help them get, past .9 seconds left on the clock, game 7, who's going where,
You're right. Well, if they get Carmelo and some things happen, you might have to question Kevin McHale because those guys aren't playing defense. You got to play defense in the West. If you don't play defense, you're not going to win because they score over there. Ask the Heat.
Yeah, ask the Heat.
They play defense. So... It's going to be real interesting. But, bro, man, let's get back to the asylum, man. I know it's hot.
Yeah, man, let's get back to the asylum, man. And, before we bring this call in, man, I have to say this, L Boogie. They had me on pause mode yesterday. They had me thinking real hard with their question of the day. And I know that you are able to answer that question as well. But before we get him on, I'm going to let the world know what the question was. Yesterday on the Sports Official, T-Nick, OG scorekeeper, Nilly Nil, Mitch, what's up with the player, brothers? They presented the question, which was the best athletic year or what is the best year in sports of all time? And it all came about when T-Nick was watching, if you haven't seen ESPN or the NBA 30 TV. Yep, the NBA TV is showing the 84 draft. And in the 84 draft, it was a lot going on, a lot of big players, and there's a lot of names that that was a class to be reckoned with. Some were flops, but there were some who were super great, starting out with Michael Jordan. You know what I mean? And it made everybody try to come up with their best. And for me, I said the 1992 was the best year because that was the Fab Five, and I know it was 1991 when they came about, but it was 92 in the championship game that they were, you know, when they made their run. That's when they were, you know, really known. You know what I'm saying? The Fab Five.
Right, their sophomore year.
Yeah, that was the year that, I mean, it was the end of their freshman year, you know what I'm saying, going into the tournament
right.
and doing all, it was a great year right after Larry Johnson and the UNLV running Rebels did what they did, and Duke was the, everybody wanted to beat Duke, and nobody knew, you know, who was going to be that team, and it was the Fab Five that showed up, didn't get the job done, but they showed the world that they were there and they meant business. But there were a lot of others like you. 88 was a great year, sophomore year for you, doing your thing. You know, a lot of
right.
other people came with a lot of other things. So, you know, before we get T-Nick, the host with the most, you know what I'm saying, from the sports field, I just had to put that out there, L-Book, and I really enjoyed what you said
because
I know 88 was a great year. And I was also going to say L Boogie 93 because, you know, that's when we stepped on the scene. You know what I mean?
Right.
L Boogie got the same brother down there in the West Coast. Oh, my.
I didn't. 93, baby. Oh, man, great year. That was a great year. 93, we were ranked number one in the country. Right.
Memories.
Now let's get to the present and
get
back
to
reality.
And with the host, man, the host with the most enjoying the streets, man. It's one quarter of the four quarter quartet. You know what I'm saying? From the sports officials, man. It's T-Nick, man. Every Sunday, 12 noon to 2 p.m. What's up, big brother?
Good evening, brother. How y'all doing today, man?
Oh, man.
I'm still wondering, man. I'm thinking, man. You see, you should have never said that, man,
I got another one for you. Before I hang up, I'm going to give you the question for next week. So, today, Monday, I'm going to give you, Boogie, Intellect, Chef, D-Mac, Big Al, everybody else. I'm going to give y'all something to ponder on all week for next Sunday because I got accused by Money Mitch. Mitch accused me of withholding the question until the end of the week, doing my homework, you know what I'm saying, then blowing them out the water. You know what I'm saying? So I got accused of that. So I'm gonna let it be known, you know what I'm saying, on Monday. So everybody got the whole damn week to do your homework. And then you come to us on Sunday. And then we'll talk about it. But I'm gonna tell you, bro. Yesterday, man, me getting locked out, that was the funniest ish that ever happened to me, man, almost in my life, man. Because when I left the studio, you know, we went down to the Global Network One Studios last night. Yesterday, and we did the show out of there. You know, and they like on the third floor, you know, of this building, you know, in downtown Atlanta. You know, so we don't have no keys. We don't have no cars to get in, wipe, or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Because we fresh meat. You know what I mean?
Right.
So when we take a break, I got some stuff in my truck I got to run downstairs and get. And Money Mitch is like, well, how are you going to get back in the building? I'm like, man, one of y'all going to let me in, man. I'll be right back, man. You know, the song is 4 minutes long. I'll be right back. Man, I ran downstairs, got the truck. I did all that in 2 minutes, and I was knocking on the door. I called AJ, called Neil, called Mitch. I was calling everybody. Nobody answering their phone. I'm knocking on the door. I got homeless people walking past asking me for a dollar. Man, I said, outside, I'm sweating.
Street.
Oh, man, it was crazy, man. All I could do was call the scorekeeper. You know what I'm saying? Scorekeeper, when I called him, he laughed so hard. He said, man, I'm about to cut this song off and bring you on here. You can tell your people why you are you outside.
Wow.
We keep it real, man. You know what I'm saying? We keep it just like the streets. We keep it real, 100%.
Now, let me ask you this, T-Nick.
We
got to
start from somewhere.
I've been in the streets of Cleveland.
Yep.
There's reports from Chad Ford saying that Jabari Parker on Friday had a terrible workout, overweight.
Fat ass.
And he was suspectedly tanking the workout so he can be picked by the Milwaukee Bucks because it's closer to Chicago. Do you believe that?
I got to morph into Uncle Saucy. You know what I'm saying? Uncle Sauce right now. You know, I heard my uncle, Big Internet earlier say that you don't take it at a higher level, and I agree. You really don't. You don't think that. But when it comes to Cleveland, sometimes you know your competitiveness may go out the window. Sometimes you may look at Milwaukee and be like, I'd rather be, you know what I'm saying, with Schlitz, you know, and the Brew and Laverne
right.
Cherry, other than the quote unquote mistake by the lake. If LeBron didn't want to be there, the greatest player on earth, why would I want to go? You know, so it's to catch 22, man. You know, it is what it is. But I got news for you, boy Parker. Cleveland wasn't going to take you anyway. They don't want you. They do not want you. Don't nobody want you, Jabari Parker, at number one. You can believe that. If Andrew Wiggins is the dude, that's who Philly wants. And if I'm Cleveland, I'm putting Philly against Utah because Philly got that number 3 and number 10. If you're telling me I give you number 3 and number 10 for that number one, I take that all day. I don't care what nobody
right.
says. I can care less. I would take that all day. You know, but as far as that Utah pick, you know, they want to give up the number 5, Alec Burks, and Derek Favors. You know, and Derek Favors is from the A. And for everybody out there, I coach Derek Favors, you know, from 11 years old all the way to 14 when Adidas came and got him. You know, once Adidas came and got him, you know, it was a done deal. You know, he was on the superstar trail from there on out. You know, but I coached from 11 to 14. You know, we won rec titles and state titles, you know, so I know the kid. You know, I knew he was going to Georgia Tech. I told everybody he was going there because he's a humble kid. He's a smart kid. You know, he's a mama's boy. I'm not saying he's a mama's boy to be soft because he grew up in South Atlanta. Anybody know anything about South Atlanta? You know, South Atlanta is straight hood. So he's not no sucker when I say soft or mama's boy. You know, he just loved his mama. You know, and he got his younger brother right now, Brandon. You know, Brandon Favors coming up. He's in middle school. He's about to go to high school. So Brandon Favors, he's next on the list. But I'm not going to give up my number one for the number 5 and Derek Favors because I can't get nothing at number 5 to me. That's just me personally if I was a Cleveland Cavalier. So back to Jabari Parker, you know, Pillsbury Doughboy, he got big for a reason. But like the Big Analex said, he don't have no lateral movement. To me, for the Cleveland Cavaliers, the pick is Andrew Wiggins. They need the athleticism. They need somebody that can guard a wing player on a perimeter because Kyrie can't do it. Deion can't do it. So they need somebody that can step up and guard somebody on the perimeter. You know, and that's, you know, it is what it is. I heard y'all talking about Dante Exum too, man. That's Michael Carter Williams 2.0. You know what I'm saying? The boy,
right.
The boy is a 6'8", 6'9", combo
yeah.
guard. You know, he can, you know, he up 8 pounds from last year from the 2013 NBA. I forgot what it was, but whatever he played in last year. But he is the same thing as Michael Carter Williams is. I'm not going to say he's going to be as good. You know, I don't know. You know, but it's the same mode. It's the same type of athlete. You know, I think he's pretty much better off as a shooting guard than the point
right.
guard. But, you know, that's just my opinion. And that LeBron wife, her doing her thing on Instagram, you know, with what's her name? Said Trinidad James on Instagram, flexing. Man, she about to have a baby girl. She going home to have that baby, man. That's all that is, man. She want to be around her mama and her people to have that baby.
Right.
That ain't got nothing to do with LeBron. Cause man, LeBron ain't coming back. For everybody, and my wife said, she swear up and down they're coming back. But for everybody out there that's hoping, wishing, praying, and tithing or whatever else you're doing, he ain't coming back. Why would
right.
you want somebody back that straight dissed you? He took you
right.
to the movies, and he didn't pay your fee. He went in himself and left you outside. Why would you want him back? I know you're the greatest person. I mean, I know you're the greatest player on the earth when it comes to basketball, but why would you want him back? I'm not saying I wouldn't take him back, but why would you want him back? I'm just asking, fellas.
What do you think about Tyronn Lue hiring of assistant head coach with the Cleveland Cavaliers after being overlooked? Do you think that's a bad thing, or you think it's going to turn into turmoil? Or you think it's going to work out?
Man, I'm with the chef. You know, we talked about it yesterday. We all talked about it yesterday, man. Tyronn Lue, whatever the hell his name is, you know. Neil thought he was a great dude. You know, he's a great coach and blah, blah. How the hell he a great coach? He is only known for falling down when AI hit the three in front of his bench and getting stepped over, and I looked at him and told him, my clone roles look better than yours. You know what I'm saying? That's what he told him. My ways look better than yours. That's what he told him when he stepped over him. You know what I'm saying? You're getting yours braided by some gay dude in L.A. I'm getting braided, mine braided by Shanika out of West Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? That's what he told him, man. Come on, man. You talking about Tyrone Lue? You know, man, with the pink lips. You know what them pink lips is. You know what I'm saying? I ain't go. You know, hey, let me back off of that, man. But, nah, man. You know, whatever. That's all I can say about it. It's just whatever. But I'm just saying this, bro. Let me say this right quick for you, Boogie. If me and you going for a job, Boogie, and they hire you to be the manager, but they didn't want to bring me in as a shift manager, they lost their damn mind. They coming in behind you, me and you going for the same job. Come on, man. I ain't going for that. I'm not. If they want to bring you in, both of us interviewing to be the principal, and you come in as the principal, and then they turn around and tell me, well, we got Boogie to be the principal, but you want to be the assistant principal? Hell no, I want to be no damn assistant principal. I'm going to go on back over here in my job as a 10th grade teacher and do what I That's all I'm saying. That's
wait till the principal job open back up.
You're damn right. You're damn right.
Now with the USA and the World Cup, do you think they're going to go deep? If they make it to the knockout rounds, which is the 16, you think they got a chance to do something?
I don't think so, man. I think they gave it all they had yesterday, man. They gave everything they had, man. And, you know, I ain't going to lie. I'm not the soccer guru, nor do I pretend to be the guy who watches soccer all the time, but I watch it, you know, when it's the World Cup, because, you know, it's my country against yours. You know, it's us against them. You know what I'm saying? So I'm cheering for ours. So, you know, I sent a tweet out when we had scored that goal, went up 2-1. I'm like, go, you know, we're about to do it, blah, 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 blah. And then, man, they scored with 28 seconds left. You know, I was heartbroken too. You know, but then I watched the Four-Letter Network this morning, and they had a soccer dude break it down, and it came down to coaching, because I was already against the dude, not because he left off
Donovan,
the guy left, yeah, Landon, not because he left him off, because they had beef anyway, and that just would have been turmoil, you know, on the team, you know, but it come down to coaching, you know. They showed the dude when Ronaldo was coming down that right side, and the guy that was in front, you know, he had his back, you know what I'm saying, to the players, when he was supposed to turn around and have his back to the goalie so he could see what's coming at him, as opposed to, you know what I'm saying, running with the crowd. So by the time Ronaldo made the pass, and that pass was wicked too, man. I ain't never seen
a ball
being like that. That was wicked. It went right around him. And by the time he seen that come, it was a done deal. So it came down to coaching. You know, so I just feel that whether we take the tie, Or whether we win and get to the knockout round, you know, we're going to get Mike Tyson. We're going to get Chris Tucker. You know what I'm saying? Friday, we're going to get knocked. We're going to get Debo. Let me just say that. We're going to get knocked up out. I'm just be real with it. I don't see it, man. We put everything we had into that last game, man. Them dudes are spent. If you look at them, man, they say playing a soccer game is like running 7 miles. And I ain't realized that until they said it last night. Like, 7 miles? So these dudes ran 7 miles yesterday, and then got to turn around and play again Thursday. See, it ain't happening, bro. It's a done deal, man. I want to jump back to the NBA real quick. Three quick tidbits. My sleeper, what y'all were talking about this year coming up, I heard a big analyst say Marcus Smart, which is probably a logical pick, but I'm going to say John Randle, man. You know, I know he got the foot injury, but that dude, I'm sorry, man. I keep calling this dude John Randle, man. That's the damn defensive end from the Minnesota Vikings.
Right.
It's Julius Randle. I appreciate you correcting my French. Julius Randle.
Problem.
You know what I'm saying? I know he's a lefty and he's dominant left hand, but when he gets to the NBA, it's one-on-one. You know, they can't pack that zone in on like they was doing in college, man. So even though he's going left and you know he's going left, that's still a big dude, man. You know, so that dude right there, I'm looking out for him, and I'm looking for Boston or the Lakers to take that dude. I really do. I'm with the chef again. I got to jump on his back again. Chef, I'm piggybacking on you, brother. You got to watch out for that Rondo trade. He's going somewhere. If they can't get Kevin Love, Rondo gone, and they're gonna try to rebuild. You know what I'm saying? And I just see it, man. And the 76ers, man, they want Wiggins bad. They want that dude so bad, man, they can taste it. So, you know, whether it's 3-10 or Michael Carter Williams or whatever the combo is they got to give it up to get the number one for Cleveland so they can get Wiggins, you got to watch out for that, man. You really do, man. You really do. Your I'm not sure what the question is like, but when you were talking about the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, and the black-on-black crime, man, you know, I've been piggybacking on a lot of dudes tonight, and I got to jump on my uncle back tonight because he said that us as black men got to take over the neighborhood. And that really touched me, man, because when I left Cleveland back in 88 and came down to Atlanta, and I was sitting in the den, and I was listening to my Walkman. You know, I had one ear on, one ear off. You know, I just moved down here. I was listening to NWA. I had my NWA tape. You know, for all you youngsters, we had tapes back then in my Walkman.
Right.
You know, I'm playing the tape. You know, I'm listening to Dope Man. You know, I'm playing that over and over. But I heard the big internet, my uncle and my auntie, Aunt Bev, they was arguing about politics. And this was the first time I have ever heard black people argue about politics. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting there like, so we're talking about Ronald Reagan. You know, we all in the Reagan. We was all in the Reagan era. I'm hearing them talking about Ronald Reagan, you know, and Nancy, and, you know, don't do drugs, and, you know, the campaign against that and this, that, and the other, and everything going on, and Jesse Jackson trying to say he wanted to be president. And I'm listening to that, man, and it just really made me open my eyes that, man, we really care. There is black people that care about politics. And some of these youngsters out here today, they all just live for the moment. They live by the TV. They live by the video game. They live by the music. We understood that, yes, the TV, the movies, and the rap music, why it was entertainment. Some of it was realistic, but 90% was entertainment. You know what I'm saying? And we realize that. But these kids nowadays, they don't understand that it's entertainment. You fall in love with some chick on Instagram, and she may not even be no girl. She may have three legs just like you got three legs. You know what I'm saying? Well, if you give them a drift. You know what I'm saying? You fall in love with some chick, and she may not even exist. You know what I'm saying? You may get catfished or whatnot. You know, so the kids nowadays, the social media and the entertainment aspect, they got to learn how to separate entertainment and real life. You know what I'm saying? When you go and pull the trigger, like Rick Ross said, and pull the trigger on three or four of them, just know you're going to jail because you're going to go to jail. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to jail because he's just talking about it. He ain't did it. He used to be a correctional officer. He was a CO, and they don't even know it. You know what I'm saying? They don't even know that. But at the same time, they won't listen to him talk about Molly's and this and that and that and the other, and they got to let it go, man. So that's just my thought about that. But my last thing before I go, here's my question to everybody in the sports world. Like I said, you, Joels, Roe, Intellect, Chef, B-Mac, Big Al, everybody listening, even Skeeter Moore, Jenkins, Johnson III, everybody that's listening, if you call in the sports officials next week, I want you to give me your Mount Rushmore of excitement, okay? There's four figures on Mount Rushmore. So I want you to give me the four people in sports. I don't care if it's NBA, NHL, MLB, NFL, soccer, whatever. Four athletes that you can put on Mount Rushmore that every time you seen them, you get excited. You got butterflies in your stomach. You had to stand up. You just started jumping up and down. You got happy. Your little Jimmy got harder. Whatever it is. Whatever happened. your four folks. And I'm going to give you my first one. I'm just going to say Michael Jordan because that's everybody going to say him. So I got three more to go. I'll give you my three when it's time, man. I'll give you my three when it's time.
So that's just for people that I've seen. Not before my time, but people I actually see. ask who you actually seen. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if it was image footage. I don't care if it was footage that you watched from a long time ago. You know, we ain't gonna do that because, you know, I can't say Jim Brown, even though I seen footage of him. You know what I'm saying? I can't say Jim Brown because Barry Sanders made me more excited than Jim Brown. You know what I'm saying? So I can't say that.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so I can't say Will Chamberlain because Hakeem Olajuwon made me more excited. Right. I never seen him.
Right.
Now, Emily may have seen him or somebody else, but I'm just telling you.
Right.
Four sports figures. Just four of them. You know what I'm saying? To give me four of who made you excited every time. I don't give a damn what sport they played. But anytime they was on TV, you got happy. You got excited. They brought the excitement to you. I'm not saying they was the best. They was just the most exciting. Because Vic was exciting. He wasn't the best, but he was damn sure exciting to watch.
Who is that, Dominique?
No, Dominique. Michael Vic.
Oh, Michael Vic. Oh, yeah.
Michael Vick
was exciting.
Yeah, Michael Vick was exciting as hell. He wasn't the best, but it was exciting, though. I can tell you that. So, you know, I'm going to hang up, man, and I appreciate y'all taking my call. I appreciate y'all giving me time, because y'all gave me way more than enough time tonight. You know, Uncle Foxy said, make sure when you go to the bar to tell a friend, to buy your friend a drink, tell a whole bunch of their friends. That's what I'm talking about. Appreciate y'all, fellas. Love y'all, man.
Oh, I love you too, T. Nick. Oh, man. AKA Mr. Saucy. Oh!
Yeah, man. You know, it's almost time to get up out of here. Got some shots out.
Yeah, man. I want to, first of all, give a shout out to the Teasley family, man. You know, we had a celebration on Saturday. Want to give a shout out to Heaven O Youth, man. OG scorekeeper, the sports officials. Give a shout out to my son, man. He's been working hard. Of all my kids, shout out to you. Shout out to Sis Bluesy in the studio. Man, I want to give a shout out to God, because without him, none of this would be possible. And last, I want to give a shout out to greatness. You know what I mean? Because that's what we are, and they can't stop it. You know? And you already know, Ro, before I let you get your shout out, those who talk don't know. Those who know don't talk. Oh, in the street.
You know what it is. Big shout out to everybody who's been checking us out on the web. Man, everybody around the coast, man, from the Atlantic to the Pacific, all the way out there, man, in Brazil with the World Cup. Man, you see how many Americans out there, El Boogie? That's what I'm talking about, support. And I hope we get the job done Thursday. Big shout out to North Park, Texas. You know, Ella Pickett stand up all day, every day, repping, man. You know how we get down. Be safe out there, El Boogie, out there in the town, man. I hope everything going good. I know it's a sad situation, but from sad situations, man, it brings out people you ain't seen in forever, man. So I hope you're getting in contact and touching up with people you haven't seen in a long time, man, and remembering those good memories, you know what I mean? And big shout out, man, to the fam. Legacy, we getting it in. You know what it is, El Boogie. See you real soon, man. Rue, I talked to my boy Rue this week. That's my dude right there, man. Fuck, Big Al. You know, everybody stay up out there, man. Y'all be careful, man. You know we love y'all, man. And El Boogie, one more thing, man. Let me ask you this, man. Your boy Raymond Felton, he took a plea deal to avoid some jail time for the gun charges.
Damn.
Big fat booty Felton.
Damn, Raymond Fatfell, that means we can't do nothing with his contract. Oh, well. And I don't wish prison time on nobody, but I just wish we could have cut him for that.
Yep, that would have been good. Tiger Woods come back Thursday. Woo, woo! Good old Tiger, he back there, El Boogie, what you think?
Bands make her dance. Bands make her dance. He better do something, man. Because like I said, he won't win another major until the next Summer Olympics. You heard it here first.
He's coming back. We can't deny our boy no more. He's coming back with it, dog. We needed that.
Man, you like I mean? Say, you can't stop greatness.
He's going to be coming back. It's going to be on and cracking, man. And, you know, big up to your girl, Michelle Wheat. She won her first major, man. She's 24 years old. She got it in over the weekend, man. Michelle Wee, she 24 now, man. We first heard about her, man. She was like 13 years old. Way to get it in, Michelle Wee.
Man,
El Boogie,
great job.
When I talk to you, boy, next time I talk to you, your team will have a new player on it. We're going to see what the team going to do, El Boogie. Who's going to be the surprise? But,
I don't know, man, but I'm going to get back in my cell and do some meditate, man. Get this tooth together so I can be able to talk on Friday, man.
Make sure you get right and take the Mac right. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
We gone.
To the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it? Picture me wrong. Yeah, nigga. Hey, but peep out my nigga Sock, dude. Get some back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swinging. Make me wanna start bang banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packing 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remy and running back Lex and Chevy's on the roam. 96 big body sitting no chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing the zone. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's in my pocket bulging. It's hard to imagine.